changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Several years ago, I wrote this book called Happy This Year. Now, how did I end up writing Happy This Year? Well, you know that I started the complaint-free movement, which I didn't intend to be a movement. Very few people, I think, set out to start a movement. They just engage in something they're passionate about, and it takes off underneath them, which is exactly what happened for me. I was a minister of a church in Kansas City, and I handed out these complaint-free bracelets, and everybody wanted them. But what I noticed over time, because we've been at this now, sending out complaint-free bracelets for over 15 years, what I've noticed is that many people have had a lot of benefits of giving up complaining. People have had better relationships. People have enjoyed their jobs. People have had less conflict with their neighbors, their friends, their family. People have just enjoyed life better. And that seems to be the number one side effect of taking the complaint-free challenge: happiness. People have said to us many, many times, you know, I've been at this and I'm still on day one. After 2 months, I can't seem to get to day two. However, I'm happier. I'm happier. And that taught me something. That really taught me something. That if the number one comment from over, 14 million people who have now taken the complaint-free challenge is that they feel happier, then that in and of itself is extremely significant. And I began to ask myself, why? Why do we feel happier? And that's what led to this book. And then the other question I asked myself is, can I become even happier? And if I can become even happier, how can I help other people? And I don't know about you, but coming off of 2020, I need to feel happier. So that's what we're going to be doing over the next several weeks. We're going to be talking about how to cultivate happiness in your life. You know, we as a culture have a problem with happiness. We really do. You could say we glorify hedonism. We glorify having, attractive mates and fancy cars and nice yachts and everything else and beautiful homes and all this kind of stuff. But we don't talk about happy. We don't talk about behind that. Are you happy? You'll notice that all the models, of course, are smiling. You never see the person driving along going, how am I going to pay for this darn yacht? Everybody is always smiling and everybody is always upbeat. The question is, behind that, are they happy and are they really happy? And I don't mean are they really happy. In other words, in a judgmental sense, I mean that we don't even really know what happiness is. And over the next several weeks, you're going to learn not only what happiness is, where it is, how to get happier. You're going to feel so much better as a result. I said just a moment ago that we as a culture have a problem with happiness. The problem we have with happiness is that we look at people who are happy and we consider there is something wrong with them. What is wrong with that person? My massage therapist, Lily, she's one of the happiest people I've ever met. And you can be around her and kind of go, what is wrong with this woman? She just doesn't know to be unhappy about certain things. Happiness is like a muscle. Let me say that again. Happiness is a muscle. So often people go to the gym and they want to be able to curl 300 pounds. No, go pick up the 3-pound weight. Well, once you do, your muscles begin to develop. And the same is true for happiness. So over the next several weeks, I'm going to help you develop your happiness muscles. And remember, go to Happy This Year, www.happythisyear.com. to pick up a copy of my book, Happy This Year. And that's what we're going to be talking about. This all came about because I'm doing a seminar next week in the Czech Republic on happiness. And a lot of people, interesting, an error occurred. That's interesting. Never had that happen before. Are going to be joining us. And I wanted to share with you the very thing, tips and ideas on happiness that I'm going to be sharing with them. So the first thing today, we're going to be calling this the where of happiness. The where of happiness. So my question for you is, are you happy? I asked you that just a moment ago. Do you know the very act of saying, yes, I'm happy, tends to make you feel happier? And do you know that the act of saying, no, I'm not happy, tends to make you feel unhappier? If you give people subjective tests to grade their level of happiness, and you have set them up by getting them to talk about how unhappy they are in a situation, then they will rate themselves as being less happy. In other words, if you're on a scale of 1 to 10, and you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, I call this your happy stat. If you on a scale of 1 to 10 are probably an average of 5, all right? If these experimenters had gotten you to talk about a number of things that you were displeased with, you would have rated yourself somewhere around a 3 or a 4. If, however, you're a 5 on the happy stat, and these people would have gotten you to rate yourself talking about things that you are happy about or looking forward to or excited about, like I'm looking forward to going to Key West this weekend to celebrate my birthday, then you tend to rate yourself overall as a happier person. And happiness truly is subjective. Abraham Lincoln said the average person is about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And most people never make up their minds to be happy. Let me say that again. Most people never make up their minds to be happy. As crazy as that sounds, oh, I forgot to make up my mind to be happy. It's something that when we make a conscious awareness of it, then we begin to feel it and to experience it even more. So today, let's talk about the where of happiness. I've asked you to think about if you're happy. I've asked you to think about where you're happy. I've asked you to think about how happy you are. But my question today is right now, if you're happy, most of you say you are, or you're trying or whatever, where do you feel happy in your body? I'm about to get a little grisly here, but I'm going to make a very strong point. Where do you feel happy in your body? Now, as a minister who did ministerial coaching for 20 years for people coming in, ministerial counseling and coaching, I often have people close their eyes and ask them to describe where feelings are. Do you know where almost all feelings are? I've rarely seen someone go, oh, I feel happiness back here, or I feel happiness in my thigh. It's here, y'all. It's here. It's all here. When you ask people with their eyes closed, where do you feel anger? And they point to their body, it's here. Where do you feel it? Now, here's that grisly thing I was going to share with you. When you ask people with their eyes closed, and I've done this many, many times, to point to themselves, where are you? If I said, Paula, point to yourself, everyone points to, do you see where I'm pointing? The same area as your feelings. The same area as your feelings. Now, this isn't grisly. What's grisly? Here's what's grisly. If you ask people, where are your feelings? They point here. If you ask people to point to themselves, where do they point? They point here. And yet, when people in their lives most often, where, if they use a gun, where do they point the trigger? Here? No, it's here. The challenge is not with ourselves. The challenge is not with our feelings. The challenge is with our thoughts. The challenge is what's going on in our head. When we begin to experience and to feel those feelings, as Paula just said, in our heart, then we can begin to amplify them. So I'm going to do something with you right now as we're sitting here. If you're not driving, and I know many of you will be watching this on your way to work or watching this later, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Exhale. And I want you to think of how happy you are right now. Now understand, no one is unhappy. The scale goes from 1 to 10. So how high on a scale of 1 to 10 are you right now? And feel it in your body. Feel that happiness. Now I want you to imagine that you are turning the dial up just one click. If you're a 6, you're a 7. If you're a 5, you're a 6. So if you're already feeling happy within your body, turn it up one click. Now, how does that feel? How much better does that feel? Open your eyes. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to teach you how to turn that up 2, 3, 4 clicks and keep it there. That's the point. Keep it there. What I discovered, just to give you the quick reference on my book, Happy This Year, remember, go to happythisyear.com to pick up a copy. What I discovered is that happy people have different paradigms than unhappy people. You know why I know that? I've spent most of my life as a very unhappy person. Privileged? Yes. Successful? Yes. Happy? No. No. Because as I said earlier, in many ways, I forgot to be happy. Well, today, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to teach you how to remember not only where happiness is, but how to be happy. So today, I want to invite you several times during the day to feel happiness in your body. Where is happiness in your body? And see what it feels like to feel happy. Ask yourself, am I happy? And knowing that there is no zero, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy am I? And it's amazing. Simply asking ourselves that question increases our level of happiness. Happy people, believe it or not, focus on happiness. That is something that is important to them, and they focus on it. So over the next few weeks, as you focus on it, you're going to become happier. You know why? Because we become what we think about. Amar, thank you very much, and thank you all for joining me. Remember, everybody, that the way we grow this online community is that you click share right now. Thank you for clicking share. You can do this whether you're watching it live or whether you're watching it later on. Now, today we talked about the where of happiness. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this, and we're going to talk about the 3 secrets over the next 3 weeks of happiness, the 3 secrets that I've discovered of happiness. I look forward to sharing those with you. and making 2021 your happiest year ever. Enjoy today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.